This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 1269, Short Idioms for Higher Scores.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
English is full of idioms with the word short. Today, you'll learn 4 that are perfect for IELTS vocabulary scores. We'll share example sentences and let you know whether you should use them on the writing or speaking exam. Listen in for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Aubrey, how's it going?
I am great, Jessica. How are you today?
So wonderful. Spring rec soccer started yesterday, and I took James to his first practice, and it's a brand new team. He didn't know anybody on the team, but it went so well, and I'm so excited to be back at soccer.
I'm so glad. We're both doing the soccer mom thing. I also am driving kids to soccer all the time. It was funny. Last night was so cold, and Cole, my husband, had to take Gigi to soccer. It was cold and windy and rainy, so he really got the short end of the stick because usually it's really warm and nice out when I drive soccer.
Well, you do live in Arizona, so it is
normally
usually warm.
It's nice out.
Mm-hmm. So fantastic use of that idiom. Guys, we are going to teach you 4 idioms today, all with the word short. Aubrey, why is it important for students to learn amazing idioms?
Oh, man, you have to use idiomatic language on IELTS speaking, right? It's required for a 7 or higher.
Yeah.
So idiomatic phrasal verbs, fun idioms, you've got to have several ready for lots of different topics because that's difficult on the fly to be able to think of an interesting idiom. You have to have practiced this in advance.
Yeah, exactly. And what's great about learning idioms on this podcast, the way we teach them to you, is we put them in real sentences, you know, like we always strive to give these idioms to you in sentences that you could actually use on the exam, that natives actually use in real life, right? So all of the language we teach you is natural. It's not from a textbook. This is stuff we really say. Just like the inspiration for today's topic, it came from Aubrey telling that story and really using that idiom and then thinking, oh, wait, this is great. Like students should use this on IELTS.
Exactly. I said that to my husband. Oh, sorry, you got the short end of the stick. And I immediately made a little note because I'm like, oh, that would be super useful on IELTS speaking anytime to talk about something being a problem or just having something kind of negative happen, which you're likely going to want to talk about that. So some idioms are just more useful. And when they are, we definitely want to share them. And I loved what you said, Jessica. It's so true that if you just memorize a list of idioms that you found online or in a textbook, that is not very helpful. You need them with sentences, right? With the types of questions that they might apply to. So you're right. This is where you want to learn idioms.
All right, cool. So if the examiner, for example, asks you, Aubrey, do you enjoy traveling? That's a common part one question. What could you say with that first idiom?
Right? Lots of problems with travel come up, maybe a delayed flight, I could say. I feel like I always get the short end of the stick when I travel. My flight is always delayed.
Okay, that's awesome. Like that is a real thing that happens. And that is a real thing we could say. Or what about work? Because obviously, guys, that topic comes up all the time in speaking part one. You have like a 50-50 chance of being asked right about your work or studies, right away, first group of questions. So what is a sentence we can use with that idiom about work?
Yeah, because you can also use this to talk about things being positive. You could say, I usually get the short end of the stick, but my new job is awesome and they already gave me a raise.
So what would that be referring to? Because I feel like I would have to describe how I got the short end of the stick before. You know?
Yeah, I guess you could, right? This is kind of a sentence in a vacuum. So if you were talking about, you know, having difficulty in past jobs, not being able to get promotions, feeling stuck, say, and you'd say like, oh yeah, usually I get the short end of the stick when it comes to salary or being able to have a great job, but, and then you're sharing these positive things about your current job.
Awesome. Awesome. And remember, guys, if you're a general training student, all of these idioms today could definitely be used in your task one letter as well, because you, again, you have to use interesting language, idiomatic language to get a 7 or higher in writing as well. Do you think short end of the stick is formal enough for task two?
No, I don't think so. It is really quite informal, right? I can't think of a way I would use it in task two. It would feel too informal, but you're
informal.
General task one letters to friends, informal letters. That's a great way to get that informal tone.
This next one, though, I feel is formal enough for task two. So this idiom, guys, you could use anywhere in speaking or writing, okay? To have a short fuse or a short temper. They both mean the same thing. I say short temper more often. So temper is short for temperament, right? And that is your ability to be calm or not calm. That is your temperament, right? So to have a short temper means that you get angry easily. We often have to describe people in speaking part two, for example, but also in speaking part one, maybe you are describing your family or yourself or your friends. So here's an example with that, guys. You could say, I love my brother, but he has kind of a short temper. It's the worst in traffic. If someone cuts him off, he screams at the top of his lungs.
Oh, that's a great idiom too, right? At the top of your lungs, meaning as loud as you can possibly scream.
That is a very fun idiom, actually. We often use it. This is a bonus idiom, guys. We often use it like in a positive way to describe like getting great feelings or emotions out, you know, like singing at the top of your lungs, just like belting it out, singing as loud as you can, you know, because that feels great.
Yes. This would be so perfect if you were asked to describe a favorite song or talk about music that you like at all, just to say, this song I like to belt at the top of my lungs. Like if you're in the shower and singing as loudly as you can.
All right, guys. So our next idiom is in short supply. This is especially applicable today, guys, because, you know, supply chain issues. I'm sure you are experiencing these no matter where you live. You should have seen this in the news at some point because as IELTS candidates, you should be reading the newspaper at least once a week. So in short supply, I would say is formal enough for writing. It is succinct and easy to use, you know, so very applicable today. Now, let's think of like an informal way we could use it in speaking part one. If you have to talk about restaurants or eating out, that's a common part one topic. Aubrey, what would you say or how could you use this if the examiner says, are there any good restaurants in your neighborhood?
Yeah. Oh, good restaurants are in short supply in my neighborhood. Honestly, I have to drive 10 minutes to get any good food that's affordable. Ugh. Yeah, this just means there aren't enough of them. You would like there to be more, right? And it's so true that this is really useful as well for speaking part three, writing task two. Think of all the things you would like there to be more of. Honest politicians are in short supply. Good environmental policies are in short supply, right?
Fantastic.
Anytime you think something should be more common.
You know what? Actually, this could also be used in academic task one. It has to fit with the topic. Like it has to be appropriate. So if you're talking about like visitors or customers, you could say, you know, visitors to the museum in January appear to be in short supply. Nice. As this is rock bottom or something, right? Like that
meaning
would be
there
fantastic.
There weren't very many. Yes, right. Yeah. This is band nine vocabulary. I've never seen a student use that on a task two or a task one. So if you guys can use that, that will really impress the examiner and boost that vocabulary score.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. What is our last idiom today, Aubrey?
Yeah, the last one is come up short, which means to not have enough money for something or maybe not enough time. So, for example, if you wanted to go to a concert like the Taylor Swift concert, what might you say, Jessica, if you don't have the money for it?
So you could say, I really wanted to go to the Taylor Swift concert, but I just couldn't afford the ticket. Even working extra hours, I came up short. Okay, so that's not real for me because I would never go to a Taylor Swift concert, but I know this is like a common thing that happens.
Totally. I did go actually. I went to the Eras Tour because for my daughters, my teenage daughters love Taylor Swift and want to go. I don't hate her, but she, you know, not my favorite music, but luckily we were able to get in early and get decent price tickets because a lot of people, scalpers, were charging so much money for these tickets and people will pay it. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
But I know a lot of people came up short.
I'm glad that you noted it could be used for time too. I think this might be easier actually for students to use it this way because we know you guys are all busy adults just like us. And therefore, we always come up short regarding time. You know, like I have 1,000 things that I want to do every single day. But you know what? Also, every single day I come up short. I never have enough time to do all of the things.
Yes, exactly. And you guys, there's so many questions on IELTS where you could kind of segue into talking about the time to do something. If you're asked about restaurants or parties or going out with friends, talk about your intent to want to be able to do that more. But when it comes to having enough time, you always come up short.
Yep. So this one, guys, would be informal, though. So don't use it in task two. However, anywhere on the speaking test, it would be great. Aubrey, did you know that this is being filmed right now? You are being recorded on a video.
Luckily, I did know, or who knows what kind of crazy things I would be doing. I still sometimes forget to pay attention to the camera. So you guys should watch on YouTube. You never know. You never know what you're going to see.
You never know. We could just be doing some crazy stuff. And we always are expressive with our faces and our hands and our bodies. So definitely get more context. Get into it even more and watch every podcast episode on YouTube. Go to IELTS Energy TV. All right. Awesome. Thanks, Aubrey.
Yep. See you next time. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.